record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close,
play a guitar. Eric Clapton.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, celebrating Eric Clapton's 70th birthday with a little help from his friends. Slowhand rocks with the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Cream, The Beatles, Blind Faith, Stephen Stills, Delaney and Bonnie, The Band, and Jeff Beck. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
And the vinyl experience begins with the riff that served old Slow Hand well across a stretch of about a dozen years, the original Hideaway from John Mayall's Blues Breakers 1965, and further on up the road, that classic blues riff applied to his jam with the band at the last waltz. It's Eric Clapton's 70th birthday, and friends. Let's begin where it all began for Clapton, his very first recorded performance. December 1963, London's Crawdaddy Club. The Yardbirds were touring with Sonny Boy Williamson. In their own set, they let it rock with a rare Chuck Berry cover.
In the evening of the day, down in old Alabama, working on the railroad with a steel driving hammer. Gotta get some money, buy some brand new shoes. Gotta find somebody, gotta lose these blues. She don't love me, hear me singing in the song. She better leave me, tell my work is all done. Whoa!
Thank you. face. I got me things all on my mind. Little girl, little girl. I got me things all on my mind. Is to leave my baby. Cause she treat me so unkind.
Clapton at the very beginning, his first recorded vocal with John Mayall's Blues Breakers at 65 for Rambling on My Mind, and a couple of years before that, and one group before that, his very first, the Yardbirds, and a live performance of Chuck Berry's Let It Rock. Of course, in the Clapton trajectory, we arrive at Cream next, but there was a quantum leap in terms of style and ambition. Here's an unusual Cream track. It is a stripped-down version of the song that you'll recognize as Strange Brew, but known in this instrumental version as just Laudy Mama.
To worry, wanna go out, babe, too late at night. I got a real funny feeling, you don't wanna treat your daddy right. Long-legged woman, come in, hold my hand. Lordy mama, no need to worry. Long-legged woman, come in, hold my hand. I got a real funny feeling, you wanna love some other man. Lordy mama, no need to worry. Leave me in the morning, baby. Your crying won't make me stay. The more you cry, baby, but I'm gonna drive your daddy away. Leaving in the morning, your crying won't make me stay. Lordy mama, no need to worry. Leave me in the morning, baby. Your crime won't make me stay. The more you cry, baby, but I'm gonna drive your daddy away. Thank you.
Clapton in the Cream years at their height, jamming on the Laudy Mama instrumental that was also the backing for Strange Brew from Disraeli Gears, and at the very end for Badge, co-written with George Harrison under the nom du disque of L'Angelo Misterioso. Eric's long friendship with George Harrison begins with this Misterioso cameo, perhaps the most famous in all of rock and roll, on the Beatles' White Album.
Thank you. Final Experience, celebrating the 70th birthday of Eric Clapton with a little help from his friends, Ginger Baker and Steve Winwood, in Blind Faith for Eric's own song, Presence of the Lord. Eric would join a whole bunch of friends on tour with Delaney and Bonnie. Many of them would rejoin Eric on his own solo album and then for Derek and the Dominoes. The simple agenda for that tour and all that would follow? Rock and roll like it had never been played before.
After midnight, we gon' lay it all hang down. after midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out.
Gonna let it all hang out. Gonna let it all hang out.
After midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out.
Gonna let it all hang out. Gonna let it all hang out.
After midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out.
Eric Clapton's self-titled debut album was one of the outstanding releases of one of the outstanding years for the rock LP, 1970. Another highlight from that year, the self-titled debut album by Stephen Stills. Eric contributes the beefy guitar work in the second half of this song, the one that closes out side one of the record, called Go Back Home.
treat me, baby. Once I was strong, but I loved you. You will fight a better loser.
The very definition of Derek and the Dominoes music. One of the greatest Eric Clapton songs, Bell Bottom Blues, from that short-lived collaboration, also from the pivotal year of 1970. Eric Clapton's 70th birthday, with a little help from his friends, including the guy who replaced him in the Yardbirds. Here's Clapton and Jeff Beck together in 1981 for the Secret Policeman's Other Ball.
Crossroads.
Vinyl Experience. Back to the start for John Mayall's Blues Breakers and Eric's instrumental Steppin' Out, which is what I'll do, and thank you for listening to this show. Seek out more Vinyl Experience on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Please share and like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.